This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by John Cole and Catherine Pierce. We're talking about An Evening with Maine Authors. That will be Friday, 5 o'clock in the evening, and that will be Friday next week at Stone Mountain Arts Center. There's going to be a dinner, a silent auction, and of course the authors themselves, and it's all to benefit Camp Susan Curtis. For more information anytime, call 207-739-9916. That's 207-739-9916, or go to susancurtis.org. John and Catherine, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you
for having us.
Our pleasure.
So, Evening with Maine Authors, are we starting off with the dinner? Is that something that's like after the author part? Where does that fall in the whole evening?
The program starts with the silent auction and cocktails in the Quisasana Barn at Stone Mountain, which is a lovely restored New England barn. And then we'll move into the main hall for dinner. And after dinner, we'll have the author readings.
Excellent. And we've got some pretty big auction items for that silent auction. I understand that there's going to be a number of hotel stays that are available.
Yes, sir. We have hotel stays in Reykjavik, Iceland, Bermuda, and Boston. Also dinner at the Beaumont Hotel in London, but you have to get your own hotel room.
But those are all like, you know, great for a getaway with the significant other or maybe just a fun trip with a friend. Sounds like a really fun event. On top of the hotel stays, there's also dinners and golf packages and other types of things to bid on as well.
Yes, local restaurants, golf courses, a couple of tickets for the Sea Dogs. Arts and crafts items from around the area and some adventure trips, including Saco River canoeing or yurt stays on Pleasant Mountain in Bridgeton.
So if you're just tuning in, it's An Evening with Maine Authors Friday next week, 5 o'clock in the evening at Stone Mountain Arts Center. And you can get more information anytime by calling 207-739-9916 or going to susancurtis.org. So we're starting off with the cocktail hour and the bidding and the auction. After that, there's the dinner, which I imagine is going to be absolutely delicious because it's Stone Mountain Arts Center.
Carol Noonan does a wonderful job with the meals. I mentioned my brother-in-law is still talking about the duck she served 2 years ago.
Yeah, so there you go. So any idea on what that dinner will be, or is it a surprise at this point?
It'll be a varied menu. We don't have the specifics at this point.
Okay, no, that's fair. And then after all that, we also have the author readings, and the big author of the night is going to be Pulitzer Prize winner Elizabeth Strout.
Yes, we're very happy to have her here. She's a Maine native, went to Bates College, and has had an illustrious career. All of Kitteridge was the book that won the Pulitzer Prize in 2009. And next Friday, she will be reading from the sequel called All of Again to be published in October. And as part of our silent auction, we will have 4 or 5 advanced reader copies autographed by Ms. Strout, which will be instantaneous collector items.
So basically, you're going to get the book before it's even released, and then you'll be able to spoil or not spoil to all your friends how good and what the book's about and all the favorite moments of the book.
Exactly.
Excellent. So that's with Pulitzer Prize winner Elizabeth Strout. She'll be interviewed by another author, Caitlin Shetterly? Shetterly?
Yes, Caitlin Shetterly.
You're mocking me. So she'll be interviewing or hosting the evening.
Yes, Caitlin joined our committee last year. She is from a family of Maine authors and who spoke at our event last year. Caitlin has written a few books on divorce, unfortunately, I guess, and organic food movement. But she will be interviewing Elizabeth Strout after the reading.
So if you're just tuning in, it's An Evening with Maine Authors, 5 o'clock next Friday at Stone Mountain Arts Center with a cocktail hour, silent auction, a dinner, author readings with Pulitzer Prize winner Elizabeth Strout. And for more information anytime, you can call 207-739-9916. That's 207-739-9916. You can also go to susancurtis.org. I do want to make sure that we get a special thank you into the sponsor, the Great Northern Docks. And I also want to talk about the Camp Susan Curtis, which this is benefiting. Now, this is a youth development program.
Yes, we operate Camp Susan Curtis in Stoneham, Maine. And at Camp Susan Curtis, we believe that every child matters, which means to us that regardless of circumstance, every child deserves to know and realize their potential. So we serve economically disadvantaged Maine youth, about 500 every summer, and just over 100 actually are from Oxford County. And they are fully sponsored by donors. So all of our campers have to qualify for free and reduced lunch, and they're referred by their school counselors. So we remove the economic barrier to success, and when they come to camp, they are surrounded by positive adult role models and really exposed to a number of different activities where they can discover their interests and abilities. It's about letting kids be kids at camp, but then at the same time, we have a curriculum that's really built in life skill building. So they're, playing, but they're also learning to build confidence and leadership and all of those important life skills to be able to take on the world. So, and we've been around since 1971.
And again, this is something that's being benefited by an evening with Maine authors Friday next week, 5 p.m. at Stone Mountain Arts Center. That's going to include a cocktail hour, silent auction, a dinner, and author readings by Pulitzer Prize winner Elizabeth Strout, all to benefit Camp Susan Curtis. For more information, 207-739-9916. That's 207-739-9916 or susancurtis.org. You can also pick up tickets at Bridgeton Books in Bridgeton, Maine, Spice and Grain in Fryeburg, Maine, or Charlotte Hobbs Library in Lovell. Any final thoughts before we go?
Yes, if you'd like to come, buy your tickets today. We are very close to a sellout, and I expect by Monday we will be done.
All right, so you have until Monday or sooner. We'll see. And that's, again, Bridgeton Books in Bridgeton, Spice and Grain in Fryeburg, Charlotte Hobbs Library in Lovell are all selling tickets. You can also call 207-739-9916 for more information or find more information at susancurtis.org. John and Catherine, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you so much, Tony, for this opportunity.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill, Chant, Paul Chant, and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.